Vince Ferrara pinch hitting for Jimmy Hyams. I'm John Wilkerson, and we always appreciate his time when Tennessee Director of Athletics Danny White joins us, as he does so now on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline. Danny, how are you?
Oh, doing great. Doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, doing quite well. Couldn't ask for better weather or coming off a more incredible weekend. And we got to see last year when the SEC Network brought its pregame show and set up in Knoxville, I believe, prior to Tennessee's game against Georgia. But it's a completely different animal when it's ESPN game day. What was it like? What did it mean to the athletic department, to the football program, to get the spotlight it got this past weekend?
It's such a great exposure opportunity, not only for athletics and our football program, but for the whole university. It's a 3-hour infomercial in just about every household in America. And the game day crew and both the talent and the production crew behind the scenes, they're phenomenal to work with. They do such a great job. And it's been fun to watch that show really grow over the years to the point now where, you know, it comes with so much excitement as they come to your respective community. And we're excited to have them here, that's for sure.
It was just a remarkable picture to see the top of the hill and Ayers Hall outfitted the way it was. And I would also say, tip of the cap, there were quite a few very inventive signs that were on display as well, supporting the orange and white, or perhaps casting a little shade at the Gators.
Yeah, I can't say that I had anything to do with any of the signs. And for some of them, I definitely wouldn't want to be a part of the ideation of how those came about. But you got a good sense of humor of our fan base, that's for sure.
Danny, Chancellor Plowman said on the Vol Network set that she was told by some of the game day folks that they thought there was 10,000 people around their set. Just what was the feedback in terms of just how special that game day environment was on Rocky Top versus what they see on a weekly basis?
Yeah, I mean, I think they were thrilled, not only with the size of it, but just, one, the volume. I mean, anytime they kind of sought out engagement from our fans, our folks stepped up in a big way. But, you know, how in tune our fans were to the show and how much energy they brought to it. But we had an opportunity to go up towards the top of Ayers Hall and look down from the top floor, and it was a scene. It was absolutely phenomenal.
How would you assess how Tony Vitello did on College Game Day?
I thought he did great. Got a little sense of humor in there, and I thought he represented us well.
That's right. And then he went out and said he had one job, and that was not to get arrested, which I know that you always enjoy it when none of your head coaches are arrested over a weekend.
There's no question. No, that was pretty funny.
And then also just to see, well, first of all, can you give us a little peek behind the curtain in terms of when ESPN Game Day comes to a location like the University of Tennessee? What are additional demands that could be either on security and or personnel, just managing what is a much bigger crowd that's just there for the atmosphere?
Yeah, you know, props to our event management staff and all the police officers, both the campus and the city and county, that help us put on a game day. You know, it was already a heavy lift having Florida come in, a sellout crowd. The watch party that we were doing, there was a lot that went into that. And then obviously getting selected for game day, we were excited about it. It's a huge opportunity, but it's a ton of work too. And so we had a lot of folks that had a really long day and a long couple days in preparation in advance of it. But you gotta think of everything. And I think they did a phenomenal job. And we'll continue to learn, as I've said time and again. There's a reason we do surveys after every single game. There's a reason we ask for our fans' feedback. We can't know how the experience is for 100,000 individual people, and this past weekend was probably more like 150,000 with the amount of people we had on campus. And so we want to make sure we continue to grow and improve. But I was really proud of the efforts of our staff.
And then the atmosphere was just totally off the charts. Not only, of course, was it a game in which Tennessee built a very comfortable lead, but also able to withstand a furious rally, but you still had folks, I mean, it was still checker kneeling all the way up until the final gun. It was amazing to see the impact that one, that kind of organized effort has, as well as just the crowd itself. They were plugged in from way before kickoff.
Our fans were amazing. The volume in that stadium was absolutely insane. And they stayed completely dialed in, as you know, the whole game. And, man, it was awesome. So the post game and just the fact that nobody wanted to leave reminded me of some big baseball wins we've had in my short time here. The walk-off home run and everybody singing Rocky Top and nobody wants to leave. It had that kind of feel to it. It was pretty special.
Danny, the vision that you had going in on the success that I'm sure you were confident about with Josh Heupel leading the football program, how does that vision compare to four games into year two and being the number eight team in the country and being undefeated right now?
Yeah, I'm excited about this week, excited about last game, excited about how we can continue to improve the season, but I'm still in the same place I was my first day here. You can't flip a football program in 18, 24 months. It just doesn't happen that quickly. And that we may have an awesome season this year, and that would be great, but let's not get too excited about it and expect that to happen every year. We have to build something that's sustainable, and it takes time to do that. And I think Josh and his staff are doing all the right things to build the kind of culture and leadership within our locker room and obviously establish the level of talent we need and make sure they're prepared to compete for us at a high level year in and year out. And I don't know what that looks like for the rest of this season. I don't know what next year or the year after looks like. But what's most important is what we look like 3-4 years from now, and are we the type of program that we're once so proud of, one of the most elite programs in college football.
From your vantage point, obviously you are charged with leading all of the athletic departments at the University of Tennessee. Just how much do you think the other sports can benefit from the success football is having right now and the way they're doing it?
Yeah, you know, they say a rising tide carries all ships. I was out at our women's golf event last week or the week before. I can't remember. It's been such a blur. And our men's golf coach, Brendan Webb, he had some cool-looking kicks on, some Tennessee orange sneakers. And I said, hey, you know, I complimented him on his shoes. And he said with a laugh, he said, hey, when football wins, golf gets better gear from Nike. So just a funny example of, you know, it's such a high-profile sport, obviously, and the passion of our fan base, we all got to see on display in just a phenomenal way on Saturday. And when the football program's going, it puts energy into our whole athletic department. And our coaches and our student-athletes are competitive. We want them to support each other, and they do. And when they see teams winning, they want to experience that themselves.
Yeah, and without a doubt, a lot of recruiting visits for other programs get set up either around the Florida game and in Knoxville or the Alabama game, just being able to showcase what what it's like when Big Orange Country is behind a program.
Yeah, yeah, no question. We're excited about all that we have going on. I think those recruits had a phenomenal experience. I don't know how they could have had a better recruiting experience just with the energy that our fan base brought to Neyland and coming to Knoxville. You know, game day was special that morning. Mm-hmm. The game itself was special. But the whole weekend, the energy in Knoxville all weekend was absolutely spectacular.
While Tennessee isn't playing, it is something to see how many games and or schedules have been impacted by the threat of a storm, a hurricane. And I'm just wondering, in your time at Central Florida, did you ever deal with that in terms of having to either postpone or set up the scenarios in case something like that impacted a weekend at home?
Every single season, we had an issue with a hurricane other than the COVID season. And obviously, we had COVID. So I'm well-versed in how that goes. We had four seasons where there was a hurricane hitting Florida, and then we were scheduled to play at North Carolina, and the hurricane was hitting North Carolina. So I was actually talking about that earlier today, that it feels good to be in Knoxville and not have to worry about hurricanes right now.
That has to be such a headache, especially if you're the road team that's supposed to be at a site that could be in line to be hit by a storm. There's just one first and foremost, it's the safety of your student athletes. And then after that, it's making sure that, I guess, you make yourself as available with the home team, whether it be moving up the game to a Thursday, pushing it back to Sunday, or in some instances, going to a different venue altogether.
Yeah. And it's, you know, going through that, obviously thoughts and prayers to everybody in the state of Florida and certainly down in the islands. I know Cuba, I think, was taking the brunt of it last I heard, but hopefully it's not as bad as it could be. And you just never know with certainty. But you know, one thing that people don't consider, you know, they think about the logistics of where the game is going to be played, and logistically, can these two rosters and these two teams get there, and potentially could the fans get there? But these players all have families. Mm-hmm. And so if you're playing a game in Orlando and the storm's forecast to hit Miami, and a lot of those kids have families in Miami, they want to go support their family. Football's the last thing on their mind. And so how that impacts game prep and even their ability to be there at the game is something a lot of people don't think about. But when you're in it, that's a very real issue and something that they should be concerned about, the safety of their families, obviously.
Tennessee Director of Athletics Danny White joining us here on Sports Talk. I'm Vince Ferraro, John Wilkerson. Danny, the LSU game was announced as 11 a.m. Central Time, noon Eastern. I know ultimately the league makes the call and the networks are involved in their picking pattern and everything, but are you guys involved in any of that process in terms of maybe picking your brain if anything is close? How involved are you in those kind of talks on where to slot games upcoming on the schedule?
It's the conference working with our TV partners. We have, you know, in some instances, we may, you know, make some requests and as it relates to, you know, especially like with special occasions like homecoming or anything, events in town that might be around the game. And they do their best to try to accommodate, but ultimately ESPN and CBS bought that inventory and it's their contractual right. But they've been great partners and they work with our conference office to make those decisions.
Certainly a lot going on. Tennessee gets to enjoy this weekend off, and then it is an 11 a.m. local time kick. What do you think in terms of a start time that's prior to noon, and what that can be in terms of a challenge of making sure that the fans are where they're supposed to be, everybody's where they're supposed to be, and it's such an early start time, all things considered, to what their normal schedules might be on a game day?
Yeah, well, luckily I don't have to worry about that at LSU. But, you know, it'll be an early game for our team, just as it will be for their team. And I don't want to get too much into coach speak. I'm sure it's very much on the radar of our coaches. But the team that responds to playing that early is probably going to have an advantage. And I'm confident our guys will be ready. I'm excited about it.
Shifting our attention to basketball, I know that you're already just – you've said several times how blessed you are to have a coach like Rick Barnes being a part of your athletic staff. But just wanted to highlight that Coach Barnes, of course, with a recent golf tournament, the Emerald Youth Golf Tournament, said he would match donations, and it wound up for him being a six-figure donation. And it's just real easy to pull for somebody, one, that just brings in the quality of players that he does, but also when you see him lending a helping hand literally to lift up so many and provide opportunities for youth. I just think that's got to be such a huge point of pride for not just the athletic department, but the entire university.
Yeah, no question. I mean, Rick makes my job really easy in terms of my interaction with his program, and I'm just there to support him any way I can, but he's just so phenomenal to work with. As you mentioned, I've said that a bunch, and he does it the right way. You know, his contributions in the community, not just resource, but the time he spends and things he's passionate about is awesome. And he brings in good players, as you said. He brings in talented players, but he brings in really good people. And I think our roster represents this university in a first-class way. Every time that they have an opportunity to, I continue to be impressed with our men's basketball program and the kids that we have representing us. And I will say, as a basketball junkie, we got a roster that looks pretty good. So if you haven't got your season tickets yet, I encourage you to. We're going to have a fun team to watch this year.
Very much so. And, of course, we all watched and have seen with just lately what has been the journey, the path that Dick Vitale, such an iconic broadcaster, has had to follow in terms of his battle against cancer. But his organization has designated Coach Barnes to receive a Spirit Award upcoming, which I also know is just a very significant feather in a big orange cap.
Yeah, it's exciting. Dickie V has had such a huge impact on the sport, and I remember as a kid, as a camper in basketball, just being so moved by, he does a lot of speaking at camps in the summer to up-and-coming basketball players, and he's poured his heart and soul into the sport for his whole life, and so that's a pretty prestigious honor to be recognized by somebody like that.
Danny, how are you able to think about future schedules in football and non-conference games when, you know, recently it was announced that you'd have to postpone the Oklahoma game, and Georgia was in the same boat with Oklahoma and Texas coming into the league. With that all kind of being in limbo, how much are you talking about future non-conference schedules in football?
We're always having conversations. We were scheduled out pretty solidly for the remainder of the decade, but we now have a hole, obviously, where Oklahoma was supposed to be in 2024. The challenge is the other Power Five programs are all pretty locked into their schedule as well. So we're evaluating opportunities and seeing there is maybe a little more fluidity than normal, just with the different conference changes and some schools going to a conference that maybe has one more conference game and having a need to change their non-conference schedule could open up some things. But we're looking at some exciting opportunities and making sure, obviously, we need to have 12 games and hopefully a game that our fans can be excited about and our players can be excited about.
Well, it certainly was a remarkable weekend for the University of Tennessee, not just the football program, but as we talked about, the university as a whole, for just being the center of the college football universe for a few moments with game day on hand. Congratulations on everything that went Tennessee's way this weekend, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Awesome, guys. Appreciate y'all. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
Thank
Dan.
You. And that's Danny White joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.